This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Zion Cemetery isn't lost. Zion Cemetery was erased. That was the message from one University of South Florida archaeologist at a recent presentation at the Tampa Bay History Center about Zion Cemetery, which is believed to be the first African-American cemetery in Tampa. Zion was founded in 1901, but sometime after 1925, it simply disappeared off city maps. What became of the people buried there is a mystery that Tampa Bay Times reporter Paul Guzzo has been looking into for the last year and a half.
It was crazy. I never really believed the bodies were there. If you read my earlier article, I was very certain to say the bodies were lost, not there. I just wanted to believe that they were moved and the records were lost.
But that appears not to be the case. It's becoming more and more apparent that dozens, if not hundreds, of bodies remain on the 2.5 acres that once made up the cemetery, grounds where a public housing complex and a pair of private companies now stand. Acting on Guzzo's information, Rebecca O'Sullivan, coordinator for the Florida Public Archaeology Network's office at USF, began by looking at historic maps of the cemetery grounds and comparing them to modern-day maps. After that, she conducted ground-penetrating radar scans of the property owned by the Tampa Housing Authority. What she found when she ran those scans through her computer shocked her.
Compiling it all together, putting it together into these slices, you know, these depths beneath the surface. And it was done and it popped up on my screen, and seeing the results and seeing these shapes that are the exact shape, size, depth of a coffin, it really was like a punch to the gut to see that.
So far, O'Sullivan and her fellow researchers have detected around 130 caskets, but that's just on the authority's property.
We were able to go right up next to it, right up to next to people's porches, right up next to the buildings, and pick up on some objects that could be burials that are very close to the buildings.
Almost 30 families live in those 5 buildings in the Robles Park housing complex that are directly on top of the cemetery. Leroy Moore, chief operating officer of the Housing Authority, says those families are being moved in the next 90 days.
We're paying for all the costs. We're finding them replacement housing. Their rent is going to not change in their new homes. We're providing a lot of consultation and support and counseling to them as they come to reality with the fact that they've lived on top of a cemetery.
There could be hundreds of more graves. As the Tampa Bay Times has reported, nearly 800 death certificates list Zion as a burial space. The two other entities that own property on what used to be the cemetery are Sun State Record Service and Tampa restaurateur Richard Gonsmart. The owner of Sun State says he'll do whatever he needs to make this right, while Gonsmart says he'll take steps soon to see if there are any graves on the section of property where his warehouses now sit, but he doesn't believe there are any. Meanwhile, State Senator Janet Cruz is pushing for $500,000 in state funds to continue the research, including identifying next of kin for those buried in Zion, and then creating a memorial at the site. And for Rebecca O'Sullivan, this kind of work to make sure that the past isn't forgotten is exactly why she got into archaeology.
I think a lot of times people think that archaeology is just looking at ancient stuff that no one really cares about. But to me, archaeology is about looking at issues that affect people today. And how can we make life better for people today? How can we bring history to the forefront to educate the public? And that's what we're here to do.
You can see some of the comparison maps O'Sullivan put together, as well as photos of the archaeologists working on the Zion grounds, at our webpage, WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.